Hi, this is Alan Carrington, and I'm at the Erga Conference in Adelaide, and I'm with Professor Marcia Devlin from Deakin University. Marcia's just given us one awfully thought-provoking keynote. Marcia, with the Bradley Report, which has been sort of so widely spread, and then also the government response, tell us, well, what do you think that universities in Australia are going to look like in 20 years' time?
Well, thank you. That's a very difficult question, but I guess I could make some comments about what might happen given the federal government response to the Bradley Review and where we appear to be headed. I think we'll have much bigger universities in 20 years' time. So 20 years' time will be 2029. We'll have much bigger universities, and we'll have students from a much wider range of backgrounds than we have currently. The government's target that by 2025, 40% of people aged between 24 and 32 years old having a bachelor or higher level qualification will have been achieved or not. If it hasn't been achieved, we will hopefully be some way towards having achieved that. So very large numbers of students. Whether or not all universities will take on this growth target set by the federal government, I'm not sure. Perhaps universities will differentiate in their missions a little bit more. Some of the GO8 universities recently have indicated they're moving towards postgraduate student focus. They'll have static or perhaps slightly reduced undergraduate numbers and increased postgraduate numbers. If that happens, and that's the case, perhaps some of the other universities will grow and incorporate the
undergraduate
numbers.
The question was, is bigger better?
Well, is bigger better in some ways? Yes, it is, because that means that many more people have access to the benefits that flow from higher education. It may be difficult for the universities initially to cope with that growth, but given that the government have made the targets very long-term and hopefully will provide the funding that will support meeting those targets, it is better. It is better that more people go to university. It is better that more people will have the economic and social benefits that flow from that. But we have to acknowledge that it's a hard job for universities to take on.
Yeah, so a big question on how we handle staff development in an issue like that. I mean, it's going to be a lot more teachers, and a lot more teachers needed, and we're going to have to teach in different ways, do you think?
I do. I think we'll have to teach in different ways, more innovation. I think we have some outstanding and excellent teachers in the higher education sector, and I think what these growth targets and other targets will mean is that teaching becomes more professionalised. And I think we'll see an increase in the status of teaching in universities, at least I hope we will, so that teaching will be seen alongside research as something that is actually a very high value. Teaching is, after all, how we translate the research that we do into the next generation's knowledge and understanding. So I think we'll have much more professional development for staff. We'll probably have an increase in the amount of staff who are required to have a teaching qualification before they start teaching, and perhaps less of a focus on disciplinary backgrounds as there is at the moment. And at the moment, if you get a PhD in an area, you're apparently qualified to teach first year in that area. And I think that's not always the case. Some people are natural teachers and others are not. So, yes, staff development will be important.
I've probably got a simplistic way of looking at this issue, because if we don't focus on teaching, our research strength is going to last one generation.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, I agree with you. So we have to have a way to translate that knowledge through the next generation.
It's a simple community thing.
That's right.
We're going to wrap this up in a second bit, and I'm hoping that sometime during the day we'll get a chance to talk about the assessment side, the other issue that was so interesting. What's the main challenge that a university has? Is it the size increase?
I don't think it's the size increase, because we can build buildings if we have the money to do it. I think it's the staff development. I think it's the staff support. It's finding the right staff, retaining them, looking after them, developing them, and ensuring that they provide the highest level quality of teaching.
It sort of redefines skill shortage, doesn't it, in the concept of education.
Mm-hmm.
What are we doing about it? We better be doing something right now.
Probably not enough. I know there is some research going on and some work in this area in terms of succession planning, but we need to be doing more.
I've been talking with Marcia Devlin from Deakin University. We were being futurists, and thank you very much for your time, Marcia, and I hope we can do this again soon. I don't want to discard it. Why doesn't it tell me how to publish? Oh, because it can't find...